We're back. Week 8 of the NFL Sports Betting Rundown. Coming off a great last week. 6-4 on the podcast, plus units. If you took all 10 picks, you're up money. 4-1 personally, continuing the hot streak. 22-13 on the year. Very impressive. Over 60% win rate. You really can't ask for more. Again, we have a great episode for you guys today. 5 more picks from me, 5 picks from Hudson. Looking to continue the hot streak, so let's get right into it. For my first pick, we're taking it to Minnesota. It's the Vikings against the Cardinals. And the line here is Cardinals plus 3.5. And I like the Cardinals. Now, this is a little counterintuitive because the line really isn't that big. A neutral field, it'll probably be even. And this is coming off of a Minnesota bye week. So they've had 2 weeks to prepare, very fresh legs. But also, Cardinals played Thursday Night Football, so they're also going to be pretty healthy. Having those extra 3 days of rest is big, pretty big, believe it or not. And as always, my number one factor is it hasn't failed me yet. I look at the money, and for here, it's 56% of the bets on the Cardinals, but 83% of the money. So all the sharp money's on the Cardinals. Line really doesn't make too much sense because the Cardinals have been poor. Vikings coming off a bye week and a 4-game winning streak. But I like the Cardinals here. Even if they don't win, the 3.5 is a big number, as we all know, a field goal. So I like the bet. Cardinals plus 3.5.
What's up, everybody? It's Hudson back for another week of the Sports Betting Rundown. Last week, I went 2-3, yet another losing week. We're now down on the season a bit more than we were last week, but just a bit of a bigger hole to climb out of, but I'm confident we'll get there. Before I start my picks, I just need to give a quick update for all of you who followed me on Twitter, at Hudson Shantz. That Twitter account has been suspended. I don't know if it's indefinite or if I'll get it back. But as of now, I have no access to that Twitter account, so I made a backup. The backup is Hudson Shantz 2. So if you followed me at Hudson Shantz, just add a 2 to it, and you'll find me. I'm going to be giving out all my plays there. I'm going to be tracking my plays there and some other tweets that I'm sure you'll like. So go follow me there. Hopefully, I get the old account back, but we'll see. But I'll jump right into my picks. 5 more picks again. Hope to have at least a winning record going for that 5-0 mark. I'm going to start off with the Denver Broncos. They're playing the Jaguars in London. Broncos are underdogs here, plus 2.5. Technically, it is a home game for the Jaguars, but both teams are going to London. Now, the big story here, if you might have heard, Russell Wilson was doing high knees and butt kicks up and down the aisle on the plane, not letting his teammates get some rest. Russell Wilson appears to have turned his team against him, but I think that's the reason why we have to take the Broncos here. The Broncos as dogs against the Jaguars team, that has just not lived up to the hype at all. They had a good opening to the season, Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, but they just can't get anything going. Jaguars lost last 4 games. Broncos also lost the last 4 games, but I like the Broncos here, plus 2.5. Russell Wilson will ball in London, maybe get the season turned around a bit. Broncos plus 2.5. For my second pick, I'm going to go with an NFC South matchup. We have the Carolina Panthers at the Atlanta Falcons. I like over 41.5 here. Now, this total seems very low for these two teams. The Panthers absolutely balled last week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. PJ Walker, the highest graded quarterback on PFF. The Falcons, we've seen signs that indicates that their offense is able to score. Both of these defenses, not very strong. The Panthers' defense did play well against the Bucs last week, but the Bucs' offense has been absolutely terrible. So 41.5, not a lot of points. Panthers-Falcons division matchup. I see this being a total shootout. Give me the over 41.5.
For my second pick, I'm taking it down south to New Orleans, where the Raiders are taking on the Saints, two of the highest-powered offenses in the league and two of the worst defenses in the league. So what does that equal? It equals points. The over-under right now is 49, and I'm taking the over here. Both offenses in the top seven of points scored per game. Saints scoring 25, and the Raiders scoring 27.2. And in terms of points allowed per game, they're both in the bottom six. So I know this is usually where I kind of get in my head and say, oh, it's the best offense, it's the worst defenses. What does this mean? It's obviously the under, because, you know, sometimes we psych ourselves out like that. But I'm going to stick with the data. I think both teams are going to keep scoring. The Saints, Andy Dalton looked all right. He looked serviceable, but I think Jameis might be back, and he loves to whip it around. Josh Jacobs, as we know, has been probably the best running back in football the past 3 to 4 weeks. And this trend is going to continue, and I like the over here, 49. For my third pick, I'm going to do something that we don't really do on this podcast just for the simple nature of it. I'm taking a money line. It's going to be San Francisco 49ers. They're at Los Angeles Rams. They're minus 120 right now. And this is a spot where I love the 49ers. As NFL fans know, Kyle Shanahan owns Sean McVay. Every matchup, he just out-schemes him, just knows how to defend against him. And this is a 49ers team who didn't do that good last week against the Chiefs of all teams, but they got McCaffrey. They should be a contender in the NFC, and they're playing the Rams, who have, as I've said, I've faded them. I've made a lot of money doing so because they've looked broken. The Rams just aren't themselves. Stafford doesn't look good. There might be a little lingering injury, potentially, we learned from the offseason. So I like San Francisco money line here. It's also going to be a home game for them because all their fans are traveling down. A lot of their fans are already living in the LA area. So it's going to be a home game. I like them in this spot, minus 120.
For my third pick, I'm going to take a team that I think my co-host Jay will like, and that is the Detroit Lions, plus 3.5 at home against the Miami Dolphins. Now, this Lions team, to say that they've been disappointing has been an understatement. 1-5, they were the highest performing offense for the first couple weeks of the season, but they just cannot manage to win a game. Last 2 weeks have been brutal. Got clobbered by the Cowboys, got clobbered by the Pats. But now they play against a solid Miami team. And considering that it's only 3.5, where Miami's a good team, Lions really are not a good team, I gotta take the Lions here. I think they could finally get something going. On offense, we've seen signs that they're able to put up a lot of points. The defense has really let them down. But I think our guy Aiden Hutchinson might step up this week. Defense just doesn't let up a lot of points. And then the Lions offense will score. I like the Lions plus 3.5. Once again, this could be a Dan Campbell survival game. He needs to survive. He needs to stay as coach, and he needs to win. Lions plus 3.5. For my fourth pick, I'm going to take an AFC East matchup here. We have the Patriots and the Jets. The Jets, the red hot Jets, I should say, are home, and they are plus 2.5. Very surprising that the Jets are underdogs here. Jets are 5-2, have played some excellent football these last 4 weeks, 4-0 in the last four, and the Patriots on the other side have been struggling. Got absolutely destroyed by the Bears on Monday Night Football. Absolute quarterback disaster with Mac Jones and Bailey Zapp. Bill Belichick seems very confused about what to do with that quarterback situation. So, makes no sense that the Patriots are favorites here away against the Jets. We got to take the Patriots minus 2.5. This is one of those games where you might not win until the end, but I'm confident the Pats will cover minus 2.5.
For my first prop, we're going to dip into something that I've been taking for a while. It's going to be Josh Jacobs anytime touchdown. And right now it's minus 120. Personally, this has to be great value. Josh Jacobs is playing like the RB1 in football right now. He's been amazing, and then, you know, unfortunately, Vegas just hasn't been great as a team. But this is of no fault of Josh Jacobs. He's been going crazy. A touchdown in his last three games. And he's looking to keep it up this week against a vulnerable New Orleans defense. So I like it. Minus 120. For my last pick and final prop, we're taking it across the pond. The London game, 9:30 in the morning. The Broncos versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I know it's another gross game. Probably one that most you want some action in the alone games. But a game that most of us wouldn't bet if it was on the main slate. But I was looking through the props, and one of them caught my eye. Jerry Jeudy's receptions over under is sitting at 3.5. And I like the over. 3.5 is really low for a wide receiver one. And I know Russell Wilson has not been performing well. It's been very well documented. But 3.5 is a super low number for a wide receiver one, especially seeing the volume that Jeudy sees in all of his games except for one. He's had 7 or more targets. So 7 targets should be good enough for 4 catches at least. And I think he gets a little boost here, especially with Jerry Jeudy, who's playing. But rumors had it that he's looking to get out. Stuff isn't well. So Cortland Sutton will be the de facto wide receiver one. And 3.5 is too low. We got to take it.
For my 5th and final pick, and before I give this pick, I have to say, I've been 2-2 the last 2 weeks going into that final pick. And the final pick has screwed me. So this is the one we got to hit. There's a chance I'm going to be 2-2 going into this pick, and this needs to be a winner. And I'm going to go with the Houston Texans at home against the Tennessee Titans, +2.5 the Texans are. Now, I have a stat for you, and that's going to make you take the Texans. They have 11% of the bets, 21% of the money. That means basically no one is on the Texans here, and that means Vegas needs the Texans to win. Texans, one of the least liked teams in the NFL. They just have no firepower, really nothing to root for. But they're going to cover this week because Vegas needs them to. Texans, +2.5.
Another podcast in the books, week 8 of the NFL Sports Betting Rundown. Another great show. 5 picks from me, 5 picks from Hudson. 10 picks again for you guys coming off a profitable week last week. Looking to extend the streak another week. As always, follow me on Twitter at JSportsBetting1. I tweet out picks, NBA, NHL, and NFL picks that I don't give here. That's going to be all there, especially college basketball season coming up. That's my main sport, so for sure you're going to want to follow me on Twitter. Check out Hudson's new Twitter. He got banned. So be sure to follow him back as well. As always, rate us 5 stars and subscribe. We do appreciate it. And as always, let's make some money.